The news show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support the news show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Happy Friday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 21st of February, 2020. Here comes the best technology news that's been happening, and it's coming for you, as it always does, in about 5 minutes. Could there be a new iPad Pro coming? Now, yes, we've all heard about the iPhone SE 2, and it could actually be launched on the March 31st event. However, though, we're hearing a little birdies over there at the Apple campus saying there's some other hardware on the table. According to the DigiTimes, by the way, take it with a pinch. This is the DigiTimes. Sometimes they're good, sometimes, no, they're not. But at least according to the Taiwanese publication, Apple is scheduled to launch a new iPad Pro series around March. Now, there are a few other people saying this makes no sense at all, saying why launch a Pro thing when you're actually launching a mid-priced phone. Though other people are saying, why not? Apple can do whatever they want. If it does come about, we'll probably see the usual things. Faster processor, slightly new design, maybe thinner, who knows? Hopefully better battery life will also be on that list. Bow your heads, PlayStation Forum users. Your place is about to die. Yes, beginning February 27th, the PlayStation.com forums are no longer going to be there. Sony/PlayStation is actually saying, now we want to invite you over to continue the conversation via the PlayStation blog, Twitter, or Instagram accounts. Meaning, yeah, the official PlayStation website now is just going to be available for help and support. Not to get your gamer chat on. Microsoft's got a new Office app for iOS and Android, which combines Word, Excel, and PowerPoint all into one single application. Again, we don't know why they didn't do this from the beginning, but hey, it's here now. Yes, the new Office app now will be your hub to do everything you need through your Microsoft account, meaning now, because of this, you can switch between documents quickly, scan PDFs, and even capture whiteboards, text, and tables into digital versions. On top of this, though, you're going to get third-party support, too, for storage like Box, Dropbox, Google Drive, and, of course, iCloud. That is, if you're on iPhone. Now, if you are one of those people out there saying, I don't need the whole thing, I just use one app. Apparently, Microsoft is still going to cater to you, at least for now. They said they will keep the individual Word, Excel, and PowerPoint apps, just for those people that only rely on one. Again, though, they didn't say how long they would be doing that. Knowing Microsoft, once they go one route, they're going to bring everybody with them. Example given, Windows 10. Finally, talk about AMD having a screw loose. That's exactly what's happening with their graphics cards. So what is screws loose? AMD graphics cards, what are these all connected with? Well, with overheating. According to the folks over at Asus, they've actually been investigating the AMD RX 5700 series graphic cards. As they've been getting a lot of reports, the temperatures on things have been, well, they've been pretty damn hot. And by all accounts, what they've discovered is that by adding additional pressure to the heatsink, you know, to cool down the GPUs, instead of the 30 to 40 PSI for the screws, new screws actually increase the pressure between 50 to 60 PSI, allowing for the card to maintain cooler temperatures. Meaning, yes, it looks like they need some different screws. However, though, if you're thinking, okay, let me just go to the garage and see what I got, no, don't do that. Asus is saying don't try to tighten down your existing screws by yourself. If you think your card does have some loose screws and needs some tightening or some different ones, contact Asus directly and they should be able to help you out just by giving the model number of your card. We love getting tech stories from all of our listeners, so send one to us if you haven't already. You can do it at britishtechnews@gmail.com. You can also check out our website, too, at britishtechnetwork.com, powered by TSO Host. I know we praise them so much here on the news show. Why? Because they're that damn good. Find out how great they are. Go check them out for yourself today at tsohost.com. If you're looking for web hosting, domain names, they've got you covered. Give us a like on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And come by our BTN community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back with you on Monday. Yep, cruising into the weekend. Cruise with us, would you? Get a little R&R for yourself. However, though, of course, we'll be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that happens over the weekend. But until then, have a great Friday. Have a great weekend ahead. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.